evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. It is Monday, February 19th, 2007. This is live. This is no pre-recorded broadcast. Folks, I had a very rough weekend. I had to put my dear old cat to sleep, and I want to tell you, there's nothing worse than having to make a decision like that. And as tough as it was on me, ending the life of this dear little animal that was such a good companion for the last 5 or 6 years, I wonder what kind of cold heart it takes for someone like this monster who sits in the White House to order Americans into battle, to order our fellow Americans, our fellow American men and women, into a foreign war that need not be fought. But that's, of course, exactly what George W. Bush did. And when I think of the pain it took for me to put this little animal to sleep, to remove it from its pain, it just makes me realize that this man in the White House who is able to order people into foreign wars that need not be fought, order completely healthy human beings to go off and get maimed and butchered and die in the sands of a foreign land, it just convinces me more and more in my own mind how right my opposition to George W. Bush and his war, this war that he's waging on behalf of his Zionist handlers, on behalf of these multi-billionaire and multi-millionaire people who fund the Israeli lobby and the Israeli lobby's pro-Israel PACs in this country, the political action committees. It makes me realize that I did something very decent in contrast to the horrible crimes that have been committed by George W. Bush. Makes me all the more steadfast in my determination to do everything I can to continue exposing this monster. My temptation is to use other language to describe him, kind of language that I can use very freely in a personal situation, but I wouldn't want to use on the air. So we'll just call George W. Bush a monster. I don't want to call him President Bush because he seized the presidency twice through illegal means, and as former Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad has said, George Bush should always be called War Criminal Bush rather than President Bush, because that's exactly what George W. Bush is. He's a very, very bad man. I even hate to give him the term man as if to give this person humanity, as to give him the honor of being a creature of God, because I don't believe he's a creature of God. I believe he's a creature of the devil. And to say, for me, a person who is not particularly religious in the traditional Christian sense of the word, to describe this man as an agent of the devil, as a servant of the devil, is pretty harsh language. But I mean it, folks. You know, speaking of the use of language, I look at the New York Post of Saturday, February 17th. Big headline: Treason, Shameful D.C. Vote Aids Our Enemies. This is a publication of Rupert Murdoch, the hardline Zionist billionaire who's been a longtime frontman for the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the Bronfmans, and all these international big money Zionist interests who are the godfathers of the Zionist movement in America. You know, for years, the Anti-Defamation League and other groups have criticized people for using tough language, for accusing people of being un-American. Well, now that's exactly what they are doing, but I'm here to tell you that the Anti-Defamation League and all these other Zionist elements, they are the traitors. They are the people guilty of treason, ladies and gentlemen, and it's time we wage war against the traitors on American soil. All right, folks, when we come back, a little bit more commentary, and then we're going to go to the phone. Number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here, coming to you live from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, I always tout Headaches Day Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. As I say, I've had occasion to use it on the rare occasions, thank God, that I do have headaches. But I can tell you today, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I had a very stressful weekend because of my decision, a good decision, I guess, to end the suffering of my dear old cat. You know, I never even liked cats, folks. I've had three cats now, but I was raised growing up around German shepherds and always liked dogs, but I finally got to know cats. Well, in any case, I woke up this morning, folks, with a hell of a headache, a very stressful headache, a headache that I knew was caused by my stress. I could feel the blood vessels in my brain throbbing. And I didn't get up right away, but I said to myself, every night on my radio show I get up and tout Headaches Day Gone. I said, well, I'm going to take some Headaches Day Gone. And, you know, I took three capsules and lay down, and in about 15 minutes, at maximum, that very, very painful headache was gone. I could feel that headache breaking apart inside my skull. I could feel things loosening up. And believe me, folks, I don't like human beings, but I do like the four-legged kind of animals. And I was under a great deal of stress. And, you know, Headaches Day Gone came to my rescue. So I know it works. I know it works for me. So you check them out on the Internet at headachesdaygone.com or give them a call at 800-327-0727. Very good product. Well, I did get a headache when I saw Rupert Murdoch calling me and you and all the other good people who think that it's time to stop this insane Zionist war in Iraq when they called us traitors. Well, I call them traitors, folks, as I said, because exactly that is exactly what they are. They're destroying this country. They are bankrupting this country. They are making this country enemies around the world where this country need not have enemies. And we have John McCain running for president, saying that he's not going to retreat on his stand on Iraq because it's the best thing. Well, you know, folks, John McCain needs to be, oh, I shouldn't use this term, I was going to say shot down. What I was thinking was John McCain needs to be publicly confronted and shouted down. People need to tell this man he's a war criminal. People need to remind this man that it was his old man, Admiral McCain, who was also a traitor, because it was Admiral McCain, his father, who helped cover up Israel's murderous attack on the USS Liberty. I've heard people say that the president of Iran shouldn't be allowed to have nuclear weapons because he said nasty things about Israel. Well, I don't think Israel should be able to have nuclear weapons because Israel attacked the USS Liberty. And I don't think people like John McCain should be allowed anywhere near the White House any more than George W. Bush should be allowed in the White House, because these people are traitors to America. George Bush and John McCain have both said repeatedly, with great pleasure, with great delight, with great enthusiasm, that if Israel were attacked, the United States would have to go to war to protect Israel. Well, of course, Israel is talking about attacking Iran's nuclear facilities if the United States doesn't. They're basically holding the United States hostage and saying, if the United States doesn't do it, we will. They are testing us. They are threatening us. They are blackmailing us. That's called extortion, folks. And anybody who goes along with that, I'm sorry to say, is a traitor. And I'm going to keep on saying it. Kind of interesting, folks. The FBI now says that peroxide, you know what peroxide is? You have it sitting in your bathroom cabinet or maybe in the kitchen. The FBI now says peroxide can be used to make bombs. They say that every serious group knows about it. Now, folks, peroxide is a very cheap product, but, you know, peroxide has also been used very successfully in the treatment of cancer and AIDS and all sorts of things in Europe and in places where the government does not restrict the use of alternative methods and therapies, homeopathic remedies, alternative holistic therapies. So what? Is the FBI now going to crack down on the purchase of peroxide in the United States? Is the FBI going to get the United States government to register the sales of peroxide? Well, when you go to the CVS pharmacy and buy peroxide, are they going to put you in a list? You know, I doubt that's going to happen, folks, but the way things operate, the way things work these days, I'm beginning to think anything is possible. So don't stock up on peroxide because they'll think you're a terrorist. But then again, who knows? Maybe they'll crack down on the sale of peroxide. Maybe they'll say, well, we can't take the risk of having terrorists accumulate peroxide, so we're going to have to limit it to prescriptions. I mean, who knows, folks? You know, that sounds extreme to a certain extent, but, you know, anything is possible these days. Today's Washington Post has two congressmen, Xavier Becerra and Dan Lundgren, writing that they're calling for justice for the forgotten internees, and they want justice for the Japanese Americans who were interned during World War II. Well, there should be justice for those Japanese Americans. But folks, I wonder if Congressman Becerra and Congressman Lundgren are going to refer to the book that was written by Gus Russo called Supermob, which I've talked about on this program. In that book, Gus Russo describes how a fellow who later became an eminent federal judge, Mr. Bazelon was placed inside the office of the federal office that distributed the properties taken from the Japanese Americans, and sold them at pennies on the dollar at the end of World War II to some of the top Jewish gangsters in America, part of the Meyer-Lansky Crime Syndicate. The associates of Chicago lawyer Sidney Korshak, who later set up in Hollywood and was one of the key players in bringing Ronald Reagan to political power in America, along with his associates in the Hollywood film industry and in this underworld that Gus Russo so clearly describes and defines in his book Supermob, these secret controllers who made millions and billions of dollars, really, by exploiting the properties that had been seized by the Japanese Americans. I'm anxious to see if Congressman Lundgren is going to see that some of these powerful organized crime interests and their modern-day, quote-unquote, legitimate forebears surrender their properties. I mean, after all, this is what modern-day people in Germany and Europe have to do. The Holocaust victims and the survivors and people who are uprooted are coming back and claiming their families' properties, their families' buildings, those golden-plated piss pots that they always claim belong to some ancient pope that were in the family for years. They're always reclaiming this property. Are these Japanese Americans and their descendants who are alive today, are they going to be able to reclaim their properties from these Jewish gangsters who received these lands and properties, real estate, other assets at pennies on the dollar at the end of World War II? Interesting question. Well, you know, in that same regard, regarding Ronald Reagan, there's a new book out hailing Ronald Reagan's history. But here, Paul Kengor, the author of that book, The Crusader, Ronald Reagan and the Fall of Communism, has written an interesting commentary for the Washington Times, How Hollywood Produced the President. And it points out that it was CBS executives who kept their eye on Reagan as an ideal host for their programming, as quintessentially American. They hired him to host the new General Electric Theater. This new position made Reagan one of America's most recognized names, lending him the renown he would later parlay into a presidential run. The article goes on and on, folks, but I do find it very revealing that it was our liberal media, our liberal Hollywood, that made Ronald Reagan, a national, really even an international celebrity. After his film career, a mediocre one, maybe not a mediocre one, but not a particularly outstanding one, after his movie career had basically gone down the tubes. But these Hollywood figures, who were indeed connected to Sidney Korshak and the supermob, the Meyer-Lansky Crime Syndicate and all their associates and satellites who ran the political machines, many of them Democratic Party political machines around the country. These are the forces that made Ronald Reagan. They're the ones who foisted Ronald Reagan, a former member of the United World Federalists, among all things. They're the ones who made Ronald Reagan. This is how power politics in America really works, folks. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there who think Ronald Reagan was the best thing since sliced bread. They admired his smile. They liked the way he talked about how good things were in America. But, you know, I remember how Ronald Reagan talked about Jimmy Carter running up the national debt, cranking up the debt ceiling. But if you look at the charts of the era, folks, that debt ceiling, as high as it was, and the national debt, you know, it had become pretty static, almost a straight line. But, you know, when Ronald Reagan became president, it shot straight up in the air. And everybody said, well, that was because Ronald Reagan built up our defenses to protect us from the Soviet Union. But you know, folks, as I wrote in my book, The High Priests of War, and as many, many other far more serious scholars, or I should say as many more as serious scholars, as we call them, wrote, that was all a fraud. It was a fraud foisted on America and the Reagan administration by the neoconservatives of the Israeli lobby. The Soviet Union was dying, but they wanted to get in on the racket of building up America's defenses to protect, you guessed it, Israel. Folks, feel free to call in. 1-800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, the headquarters of American Free Press. Lots of good information in this week's issue of American Free Press. Some of it will appear on the Internet at the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net, but you are not getting everything that appears in the regular print edition of American Free Press, so check it out. Well, why should I be surprised? A couple months ago on this program, I pointed out that the combine of Huffschmidt and Smith, now joined by Kinky Balloon, otherwise known as Christopher Boleyn, I insisted that they were a modern-day form of the infamous DeGuayo report. Well, this was a report that was published years ago, smearing many people in the nationalist movement in America. And now Huffschmidt and Boleyn and Smith have published that DeGuayo report on their website, full of lies and, you know, all sorts of crazy stories about all sorts of people. Attacks on people which have absolutely no basis in truth. According to them, everybody was either a crypto Jew or a secret Jew or a homosexual or a communist agent. And, of course, now Huffschmidt and Smith and Boleyn, who constantly do nothing but attack and smear, that's why we call Smith Daryl Bradford Smear, Now they're using this as proof that the whole patriot movement, the whole nationalist movement, was corrupted from the beginning. And, of course, now they're even saying that people like Michael A. Hoffman II, one of the best revisionists in America, they're saying he's a part of the criminal network. Mike Hoffman, this is a guy who's been tackling Zionism head on for the last 25 years since he, my God, for years and years. And now they're going after Michael A. Hoffman II. And they're suggesting that Ernst Zundel, who just got sentenced to 5 years in jail in Germany, they're suggesting that he's part of the criminal network. They've already said that about his wife, his poor wife, Ingrid Zimland. They're attacking Kurt Maynard, Mike Rivero. And they're raising the question as to whether or not Ernst Zundel is part of a Zionist deception. I mean, this goes on and on, folks. These people are absolute lunatics. They're still yakking about Mark Lane, who is a longtime lawyer for American Free, or not even for American Free Press, for the Spotlight, and then later helped set up American Free Press, but he couldn't be involved because he was a representative of Liberty Lobby, the lawyer for Liberty Lobby. They're still suggesting that Mark Lane is a Zionist. And you know, it's funny, I just found a booklet the other day, The Campaign to Discredit Israel, put out by AIPAC, part of AIPAC Papers on U.S.-Israel Relationships. And, you know, they state flat out, AIPAC says that Mark Lane is an anti-Zionist Jew. Now, folks, you know, there is yet more to be told on the epic saga of Christopher Boleyn, and I expect to have the details very, very soon. I've hinted at some of the details on this program, but we're going to be getting a full-fledged written report on it very, very soon. It's very, very clear that there's much more to this story. But what we do have, indeed, as I said, is a modern-day manifestation of the old DiGuello paper. And now they've even reprinted it on their website. What's funny about this DiGuello paper is that I found out who was the author of the DiGuello report. I had even figured it out myself, but someone who knew a little bit about it told me who the author was. And I'm going to reveal that on this show, not tonight, but sometime soon. What's very, very interesting, though, about the person who wrote the DiGuello report is that that person issued that report after he had been in federal prison for several years. And oddly enough, that same person was later arrested for pedophilia. So we have Balloon, Fishbait, and Smear touting the work of someone who was charged with pedophilia, which, again, should not surprise us because the obsessions of these three, which are reflected in their writings and ravings and rantings on their internet site, kind of point in the direction of some people who have some real serious problems. But the fact that they're now attacking even Michael A. Hoffman II, I mean, I expect them to attack me. I expect them to attack David Duke. I expect them to attack so many of these other people. But now they're going after Michael A. Hoffman. I don't know how Hoffman got in their radar, but I tell you what, they better be careful in taking on Mike Hoffman. He's articulate. He's whip smart. And he has been in the front lines of fighting Zionism and Talmudism for a long, long time. And it's very, very interesting. They're even now raising questions about none other than Ben Friedman, whom they had touted for the longest time as the last word on what Zionism was really all about. They're even calling Mike Hoffman a Jew. They put a question mark after it. Mike Hoffman is a traditionalist Catholic, for God's sake, an outspoken critic of Judaism and Talmudism, no holds barred. But yet this is what we're getting from these real criminals, these modern-day smearmeisters who are determined to destroy the real anti-Zionist movement in America. God, what sick people they are. Well, we're going to a break, folks. We're already at the half hour. If you want to call in, please do. This is Michael Collins Piper.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website.
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Yeah, folks, kind of interesting. Boleyn and Huffschmidt and Smith have been promising for weeks and weeks and weeks for more inside information on Zionist agent Mark Lane, as they call him. Well, as you know, as anybody who really knows the whole story, Mark is anti-Zionist. He was born Jewish, but he's been an outspoken critic of Zionism for years, been a good friend of mine for years, has actually worked as my attorney, and I'm proud to count him as a friend. You know, it's kind of funny, as I told you here, Mark, years ago, even tried to get Jane Fonda come out in criticism of Israel, but Jane and her husband, her then husband Tom Hayden, wouldn't do it. Well, she's turned the tide on that and has now been very outspoken against Israel's war in Iraq that's being funded and carried out by Americans and American tax dollars. Well, I'm waiting for Huffschmidt and Boleyn and company to bring out all this inside information on Mark Lane. I mean, Boleyn touts himself as this master independent journalist Well, dig it out. If there's people out there who have information to expose Mark Lane as this big Zionist, then let's see it. I mean, come on. You know, they've got an internet website. My God, let's see it. I mean, of course, there is nothing to be found, folks. It just points out to the fact that these people are just the hellish liars and prevaricators that they are. You know, they say that everybody else should be arrested. Well, I think those three should be drowned. Those three should be strung up. I mean, they're doing everything they can to undermine the real effort to undermine the Zionist movement in America, the real efforts by patriotic Americans to fight these traitors. Now, you know, somebody else I'd like to mention, he's been long gone, Haviv Shieber. Haviv Shieber was an old friend of mine. I have some calls lining up here, folks. I just want to tell you a little bit about Haviv Shieber. And my source on this is this AIPAC book, Attacking Critics of Israel. Born in Poland, Shieber emigrated to Palestine in the 1930s, where he fought for the creation of the State of Israel and served as the first mayor of Beersheba. He grew increasingly disillusioned with what he called the leftist socialist direction of the Israeli government and eventually broke completely with the Zionist cause. After accepting an invitation to speak at the Latin American Anti-Communist Conference in 1958, Shieber did not return to Israel and came to the United States. He has applied for political asylum. Well, this report from AIPAC goes on to say how Haviv Shieber worked very, very closely with the old Spotlight newspaper, with former Ambassador Andrew Kilgore, many, many Arab diplomats, the former Ambassador to Saudi Arabia, James Akins, and anti-Zionist Jewish spokesman Elmer Berger and Alfred Lilienthal. He was also a very big critic of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. And I'm pleased to say Haviv was a friend of mine. I got to know him very well and did some work for him over the years. And before he died, at the home of my very good friend Dale Crowley, and I'm going to be doing a story about Dale in American Free Press very soon, Haviv Shieber converted to Christianity on his deathbed. Haviv Shieber was a very good man, and indeed he was one of the early founders of Israel. And guess what, folks? It was Haviv Shieber, an anti-Zionist Jew, who introduced Mark Lane, an anti-Zionist Jew, to the Spotlight newspaper. It was Haviv Shieber who got Mark Lane to take the defense of the Spotlight newspaper against Watergate burglar E. Howard Hunt when he sued the Spotlight over the Kennedy assassination issue. I wonder if Christopher Balloon will report all of that. Probably not, folks. Anyway, I'm just going to go right to the callers. Let me check with my producer. Who do we have there? Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We have Jim in Texas. Let's go to Jim right off. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, Mike, it might seem forward to me to suggest this, but I suggest that you consider a name change. That you ought to consider changing your name to Diogenes, because his task was nothing compared to the task you set upon yourself. And I don't know if you have a lantern or not, but I know that you're not going to find an honest man in Washington, D.C. I know that for a fact. I can guarantee it.
There might be
with
somewhere.
With the possible exception of maybe Ron Paul or, in some aspects, Tancredo. But other than that, your task is hopeless. And I hope you realize that.
Yeah, I think there's probably a few people who are here who are honest who are not involved in government. I'll give that much benefit of the doubt to this city.
I'm not too sure of that, but to go back to your other point about Mark Lane. Now, people have accused me of being a Jew hater, of course. Anybody that says anything about him is accused of being a Jew hater. But there are a few, and I want to emphasize few, honest Jews, in my opinion. And Mark Lane is probably one of them, as far as I know. I've read a lot about him. I know a lot about him. But I also know that anybody that Huff Schmidt and I read their website, by the way, because I always check every side.
So do I.
That's how I make my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I read everything everybody says. Because unless you do that, in my opinion, you can't have an honest opinion. You can't make a choice. Well, what does this guy say versus what the other guy says, and which makes sense? You can't do it unless you read both sides.
That's right.
I read it every day. I read Daryl when he's got something on. Most of the time he doesn't, except the same old claptrap. But occasionally there might be a pearl of wisdom there, you know, because somebody that speaks 10% of the truth, 10% of the time you might learn something from them.
Well, you know, I agree with that. I mean, I read Zionist papers all the time. I read communist papers if I come across them, and they're few and far between, other than the Washington Post and the New York Times. But I always say that. I always say that you cannot limit your, you should never limit your intake of news and information, because what you can do, reading it all, you can make up your own mind, and that's what I do. And you know, as I say, when I write, I try to cite all my sources so that people can look back themselves and say, hey, well, is he quoting this directly? Is he quoting it correctly? Is he quoting it in context? Or is he just twisting other people's words to twist our minds? So, you know, I lay it all out there and let people make their own judgment.
Are you trying to tell me that I can't look at the logo of the New York Times, all the news is fit to print, from the old gray lady as she's known, and I can't get all my information from them? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, you know, the funny thing is about the New York Times, I always say that if they're not writing on one of their pet issues, something like the Holocaust or Israel, you can actually get a half-decent article about something out of the New York Times.
Maybe on page 6.
That's about right.
Other than that, the whole thing's a complete rag. It always has been, always will be.
What's interesting about the way they do it, though, they present it in such a relatively boring style that it's almost part of the game, you know, to try to appear so sedate and so indirect, so to speak, that that's part of the way of luring you into the paper, you know. Whereas some of these other tabloids, like Rupert Murdoch's New York Post, they put it all on the front page, treason, in big capital letters.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm guilty of treason myself, because I don't believe a word Rupert says, or I don't believe a word the New York Times says, so I guess I'm guilty on both counts.
Well, no, anything. Actually, you're showing a little bit of wisdom and discernment, and unfortunately, you're one of the few people in this country, in terms of the big numbers of people there are here, who actually do. You know, I just saw some story about somewhere in North Dakota where something like, I don't know, 3,000 people or 9,000 people got together to try to break the world record in making angels in the snow. Mm-hmm. Now, if 9,000 people had shown up in New York City to do that, I would say, well, boy, oh boy, that's a big number. But when you consider that there are very few people in North Dakota, and yet that many people showed up to do it in North Dakota, that's a really high percentage of the population, and it really says a lot about the ignorance and stupidity of so many people, because some of these people, they should be out protesting against the war in Iraq, but instead they're making snow angels.
Yeah, I know, because I keep tuning in every Sunday night and on Fox and waiting for Ollie North and his war stories to talk about the destruction of Dresden and how they firebombed and burned up 230,000 plus innocent civilians, mostly men or women and children and old men, and I'm waiting for Ollie to come up with that. But so far, I'm waiting and waiting and waiting, and he doesn't seem to want to mention it. I don't understand why.
Yeah, I kind of have a pretty good idea that he's not going to. Ollie North has a very specific agenda, and I think his very specific agenda, if you just look back at his history, his involvement in Iran-Contra, which really should be called Iran-Israel-Contra.
Which was handled through Israel. The whole Iran-Contra thing was run through Israel. They were the middleman. They sold the weapons. They managed it back and forth. They took the money and gave it back for the Contras. The whole thing was run through Israel, as everything else is.
Well, you know what I find so interesting about the mass memory, the popular memory by the American people of Iran-Contra, which is very spotty at best, what they do forget is that Iran, or I should say Israel, which of course they kept the role of Israel in that covered up, Israel was collaborating with the very Islamic regime in Iran that now Israel demands the United States destroy.
Absolutely.
Now
they created Hamas. That was an Israeli project to create Hamas as an opposition to the Palestinian Liberation Organization.
And yet, you, when you tell the average American these simple, very specific, documentable facts, the average American calls that a conspiracy theory. That is how conditioned people have become.
And that's why I liken your test to that of Diogenes. So we're right back to where we started from in the conversation, Mike. So, hey, and I feel like it myself, although I don't have a lantern because it'd be a waste of time because I'm not going to find very many honest people no matter where I go.
So, well, you know, I come from a railroad family, and a couple times I even helped drive the train. I had the chance to ride up in the engine one time when I was in college, you know, and I'll tell you, you get a real sense of power sitting up there in one of these big engines rolling down a track. And, you know, one of my fantasies is that one day I'll get to drive an engine again with those big, powerful lights, except standing on the track will be a lot of these traitors. And, you know, it takes a long time to stop a big train.
You're going to have a hell of a railroad track with all the people in Washington lined up on it. And by the way, they'll be dancing in the chorus line, the ones that you mow down, if you ever get them.
Just think of me as Casey Jones rather than as Diogenes.
Hand on the throttle, so to speak. Well, Mike, it's been good talking to you.
All right.
I want to, you know, because actually I'm not lying when I say your task or my task in a much smaller extent.
Okay.
It's somewhat like Diogenes, though.
Got it.
That's what we face. Let's face facts.
All right. Well, join me on the train.
Sure.
All right. Good talking to you, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Ann in New Mexico. Ann.
Hi, Michael.
How are you tonight?
Real good. That was a good conversation. I enjoy listening to you and Jim.
Jim's an interesting guy. He has a lot of good insight.
Really? And good info, too.
Yeah, he does. He follows things.
How's your little kitty? You had to put it down?
Yeah, the poor little lady. It was the best thing to do, but I'll tell you, I feel very guilty about it, but I did the best thing.
Well, don't. What was the kitty's name?
Her name was Mercy.
Mercy.
I didn't name her. A little old lady gave her to me because she couldn't keep her anymore, and I said, all right, send her over. I took her sight unseen.
Yeah, that's what Yahweh has. For his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 136. It's mentioned 26 times. That's a beautiful word. Yeah, my little doggie's next to me. She's 2 years old, and so I share your, you know. Here's a little bit of information. I had a dog that, my first marriage, we had to put our dog down, bless the dog's memory, and the marriage at the same time. Yeah, it was kind of sad. It was very sad. But anyway, yeah, so I understand. Oh, and the peroxide, I have 35% peroxide. It's very strong. You have to be very, very careful and label it because people can mistake it for water.
Exactly.
But it's very powerful, and I dilute it, use it. You know, this is stuff without all those other things that you get when you buy it at the drugstore.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I use it I gargle in the morning. And at night, this you know, not with that 35%. Please, let's correct that.
Yeah,
3%. Water with 3% H2. You know, this hydrogen peroxide, and you can use 6, but I think 3 is strong enough. Because one time I swallowed some, and I was like gasping for breath. You know, so you have to be very careful.
Yeah, you do have to be very careful with peroxide, and you see, that's one of the reasons. You know, that because it is such a powerful agent, it can be used for medicinal purposes.
Exactly, and that's part of the Codex Alimentarius. You know, they want to limit vitamin C and have us go to the doctor.
Exactly.
Oh, they're despicable, aren't they?
Well, you know,
I
don't know if Eustace Mullins has ever talked about this publicly, but I know he told me privately on one occasion about 10 years ago, he was loaded up with stomach cancer.
Mm.
And you know how he cured it?
Oh.
He used peroxide.
Wow.
He bathed in, it was actually intestinal cancer. He bathed in peroxide daily.
Well, that is interesting. I wonder what the strength he used.
I do not remember that specifically, so I couldn't say, but I do know for a fact that Eustace relied on peroxide, and I don't know if you've ever I don't know if you've ever met Eustace Mullins, but
I've
you know,
talked to him over the phone. He's so wonderful on Rick's program.
He can tell. He can. You know, if he ever calls any programs, you might want to call in and ask him about that. But I can tell you that at the time Eustace was sick, which was about 10 years ago, he was starting to look sick. Mm-hmm. But after he treated himself, I want to tell you something. Eustace looked 10 years younger.
Wow. Well, maybe I ought to start doing that. Just you know, I'm in good health. Praise Yahweh. But, you know, just as you know what I mean, as a maintenance or preventative or however you call that, you know. My next item is the ADL. Now, say, I admire you for citing your sources. I don't know what you know about John Coleman.
I'll tell you what, Ann, we have a break coming up here in just a second, so hold your thought.
Yeah.
I don't want to have you interrupted in the middle of it.
Yeah,
but.
It's called Conspirators Hierarchy, and I read it. It's good. But he doesn't cite his sources.
Yeah. And here we go for that break.
All right.
Stay tuned. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here, talking about all sorts of things. Don't forget about hydrogen peroxide, folks. That's one thing the big medical monopoly doesn't want you to know about. And you can buy it in your corner drugstore for 99 cents a bottle. Stay tuned for more.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Care of Headache Stay Gone. Check it out on the internet at headachestaygone.com, and I'm here to guarantee you it works. Okay, we have Ann from New Mexico aboard. You were talking, Ann, about John Coleman. Go ahead.
Yes, and I called his 800 number, and received his catalog of books, and also he has a catalog of monographs. He has the newsletter. Now, for instance, listen to this, and then I'll get to that ADL quote. James Baker III, from the elite of Houston, James Baker III lives a life of privilege and power. Commissioned by G.W.H. Bush, the elder, to break the logjam in Iraq, Baker put forward some practical ideas, which were promptly rejected by the neo-Bolsheviks controlling George Bush. What comes next will be interesting, and it is described in this amazing revelation of the inside story of Iraq. The president has no new ideas. He is stranded in Iraq. And, so I'm reading the catalog and learning a lot of stuff. But on page 38 of this book, he quotes, "The ADL has an open door to the State Department and makes good use of the state's impressive intelligence agency." And Sewall, do you know Irwin Sewall, S-U-A-L?
Yeah, he died and went to hell, but he used to be the head of ADL's fact-finding. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. That's on page 37, exactly. Also known as John Graham. He says here, another group representative with observer status was John Graham, also known as Irwin Sewall. So I think John's, who will remain nameless, says he's a counter-espionage or something. Well, I don't believe that. Reading his catalog, I think he's against many of the things, abortion.
Yeah, He writes a lot of good things. It's very, very interesting, and I suppose his books are very good for an introductory purpose to educate people. Mm-hmm. My own personal bone to pick with Dr. Coleman is that years ago he accused the Spotlight newspaper, for which I was then working, of being a Soviet disinformation source, that we were funded by the Soviets. Well, no, we were funded by the good people that contributed money to us.
Well,
and that
yeah.
wasn't the Soviets. But when I confronted Dr. Coleman on this in a telephone conversation one time, he denied that he had ever written it.
Well, see, I don't like that. And I called him, and he was denigrating a couple of people who he claimed were stealing his stuff. Well, I went to that this other person. I didn't say anything. I just, because I don't debate. But I went to his book and looked in the index, this one book anyway, and then I looked into this other person's book, and two societies, Lee Circle and Safari Club, was not in John Coleman's, but it is in this other book. Yeah, so, I take everything with a grain of salt, but I'm what you call an information gleaner.
Yeah, that's good.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and I just gather intelligence, if you will, and then line it up with Scripture.
Yeah, if you have a framework to work from,
Scripture is my
framework. Exactly. That's good.
That's right. Because
that gives
Yahweh,
you some some guidance, I should say.
That's right. Yahweh knows the end from the beginning, and it's proceeding according to plan, His plan, purpose, and intent. So, Michael, I just have to, thank you for the work that you're doing. You're a warrior.
I think,
thank you.
I appreciate that, but a lot of people would just say I'm crazy.
No, you're Yahweh bless you.
I appreciate it, Ann. Right. Thanks for your call. Be talking to you soon. Apologies to those other callers. We couldn't get up tonight. I talked a little bit too long, but then again, I do that all the time. But I'll be here, and you can call in again. Thanks for tuning in, folks, and stay tuned for more good programming ahead. You got Rick Adams and then Frank Whalen. Stay tuned. I'll keep you company here at RBN because you can handle the truth. See you tomorrow night.